بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. أما بعد، respected elders and dear brothers, previously we had discussed regarding clothing and garments, which are a great bounty of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And as Allah had mentioned, قَدْ أَنزَلْنَا عَلَيْكُمْ لِبَاسًا يُوَارِي سَوْآتِكُمْ وَرِيشًا. That garments have two objectives, two purposes. One is that it covers a person's private parts. It is a means of concealment. And together with this, it is a means of adornment, of beautification for a person. And as Allah mentions, خُذُوا زِينَتَكُمْ عِنْدَ كُلِّ مَسْجِدٍ. That especially at the time of salah, when a person is preparing to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then take up your adornment. In other words, conceal yourselves and dress in a beautiful manner as you prepare to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In today's verse, Allah now mentions that قُلْ, ask the people, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, مَنْ حَرَّمَ زِينَةَ اللَّهِ الَّتِي أَخْرَجَ لِعِبَادِهِ وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ. That who has made it unlawful, who has deemed it impermissible for a person to utilize the adornments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the things of beautification that Allah himself has brought forth for his slaves, وَالطَّيِّبَاتِ مِنَ الرِّزْقِ, and all the other wholesome things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has provided. So who deems this haram, who deems this impermissible? And this is in reference to those people who from their own side had instituted certain restrictions upon themselves, that we will not utilize certain things of this world, or we will not earn a living, or we will not pursue our living and earn wealth. Why? Because this is against the teachings of Islam, or this is something that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not want. So Allah rebukes them, and Allah poses the question that who made this impermissible, who made it unlawful? And here Mufassirin have mentioned that this verse alone is sufficient as a response, as a rebuttal to those in today's time that claim that Islam is something which impedes our worldly progress. It does not allow a person to move forward as far as his dunya is concerned, or it keeps the Muslim ummah backward. This verse is sufficient as a response, as an answer to these people, that in reality the bounties, the blessings, the things of this world, Allah has made for us to use. قُلْ, say to them, O Nabi of Allah, هِيَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا خَالِصَةً يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. That these bounties, these adornments, these wholesome things that Allah has provided for you in this world, including your garments, your clothing, and other items of beauty and adornment, this is for the people of Iman in the worldly life. And khalisatan, it will be exclusively for them on the day of Qiyamah. So here, ulama have explained that in reality, all the bounties and blessings of dunya, Allah has made for the believer. And ulama go into great detail that all the items of the world, the functions of the world, the import, export, the businesses, the industries, the airports, the planes that are taking off, landing, flying, and all of these systems that are in place in this world, the factories that are operating and running, all the manufacturing that is taking place, all of this is because of the barakah, the blessings of the believer himself. And the hadith of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, لا تقوم الساعة, the world will continue to exist, qiyamah will not take place, حتى لا يقال في الأرض الله الله, as long as Allah's name is taken in this world. In other words, as long as the believer remains, Allah will keep all of these things in operation, in existence, for the benefit of the believer. So when it comes to using the bounties and the blessings of dunya, or the things of comfort and adornment in this world, then definitely it is permissible. It is allowed, and in fact Allah has created it for us to use. كَذَلِكَ نُفَصِّلُ الْآيَاتِ لِقَوْمٍ يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, in this manner, we explain our verses for that group of people that has knowledge, that can understand what we are saying to them. All of these things are permissible, are lawful to use. Yes, in the next verse now Allah mentions what are the restrictions, that the bounties of the world you will use, you will acquire, you will attain, but what are you prohibited from? So say, قُلْ إِنَّمَا حَرَّمَ رَبِّيَ الْفَوَاحِشِ مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا وَمَا بَطَلِ. That my Rabb has made unlawful, has made impermissible, al-fawahish, all acts of indecency. Do not use the blessings of Allah, the bounties of Allah, the things of this world, to commit acts of indecency, immodesty. مَا ظَهَرَ مِنْهَا, that which is done in public. A person commits fornication, zina, he has some illicit relationship that is known to all. وَمَا بَطَنَ, and that which is private, a person has some relationship in secrecy. or he has evil thoughts, fantasizing. So all of this Allah has made unlawful. Wal-ithma, every sinful act Allah has made unlawful. Wal-baghya, bighayri al-haq, and for a person to act oppressively without any right, to take away the rights of others, to make zulam on people. وَأَن تُشْرِكُوا بِاللَّهِ مَا لَمْ يُنَزِّلْ بِهِ سُلْطَانًا, and for a person to associate with Allah those partners that Allah has not sent any authority or proof for. In other words, a person now enjoys the bounties of dunya, but he shows gratitude or thanks to other than Allah. He does not express his shukriya, his gratitude to Allah. وَأَن تَقُولُوا عَلَى اللَّهِ مَا لَا تَعْلَمُونَ, and Allah has also made it unlawful for you to make claims against Allah without having any knowledge. In other words, to attribute to Allah partners or to claim that Allah has made this lawful, made that unlawful, whereas the reality is the opposite. So these are the things Allah has made unlawful. You should not do indecent acts. You should not oppress others. You should not make shirk. You should not make false claims against Allah. These things are unlawful. But as far as using the bounties, the blessings of dunya, and acquiring these things, this is completely lawful, completely permissible. Ulama explain, yes, the difference between the believer and the disbeliever. Alama Shabir Ahmad Uthmani rahimahullah has written, the difference is the disbeliever will pursue dunya for dunya itself. His goal, his objective is just the world. He pursues it to satisfy his desires, to satisfy his lust, and he continues to want more and more. And the believer, on the other hand, he pursues dunya. He makes an effort to acquire wealth. He uses the bounties of this world, but he does it for the akhirah. He uses it in preparation for the hereafter. He takes his wealth, he spends it in the path of Allah. He spends it in charitable causes. He uses all the bounties Allah has given him to make his akhirah. وَلِكُلِّ أُمَّةٍ أَجَلٍ, Allah now mentions that if the disbeliever will continue to use these bounties of Allah incorrectly, then remember, every group has an appointed time. فَإِذَا جَاءَ أَجَلُهُمْ, when their appointed time will come, لَا يَسْتَأْخِرُونَ سَاعَةً وَلَا يَسْتَقْدِمُونَ, they will not be able to delay it for even one moment, nor will they be able to bring it closer even one moment. In other words, at that fixed time, Allah will cause His punishment to come upon them. And this will be applicable to every group, whether it be the oppressive groups of today. They also will have an appointed time. And when the appointed time will come, they will not be able to escape, they will not be able to run away. Allah's punishment and azab will come upon them. The last discussion that is now mentioned, if a person claims that I did not know how to use the bounties of Allah and I thought that I could do this or I could do that, Allah says that this is just an excuse. There is in reality no ignorance. Knowledge is widely available. Ya Bani Adam, Allah says, O children of Adam, imma ya'tiyannakum rusulum minkum, that if or since many messengers of mine have come to you from amongst you, yaqussuna alaykum ayati, and they have narrated to you my verses. So remember, فَمَنِ اتَّقَى وَأَصْلَحَ, that person who has consciousness of Allah, he reforms himself, فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ, then they will have no fear, they will have no grief upon them. On the other hand, وَالَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, those who reject our verses, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, and they are too arrogant to abide by our commands, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ النَّارِ, those will be the dwellers of the fire, هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, and they will dwell forever therein. So there will be two groups, those who use the bounties, blessings of Allah correctly. They acquire the wealth of this world, but they use it to please Allah. They will have no fear, no grief. And on the other hand, those who reject the commands of Allah, for them, their abode will be the fire of Jahannam. Allah give us tawfiq and correct understanding. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillah.